Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Billy Rickman Show podcast. Today's episode, I'm talking about the first book I've read in my 52 books in 52 weeks and the two major lessons that I took away from it. Stay tuned. This is the Billy Rickman Show podcast.
Being in business over the past few years has become increasingly demanding. As a business owner, it's getting harder to know what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. The constant changes and updates in business can make you feel overwhelmed. So the question is, how do you stay ahead of the game, stay motivated, and create a business that doesn't just keep the doors open, but achieves serious profit? This podcast will answer that question. I'm Billy Rickman, and this is Success Sessions.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Billy Rickman Show podcast. It is a Sunday. I hope you're having a great weekend. And I finished today my first book of my 52 books in a row. So if you're not following along, this week I started, in addition to the 365 days in a row of podcasting, I'm also doing 52 books in 52 weeks. I've tried this now two times before and I didn't succeed. I've got pretty close, I think, and I'm doing like 40 books or something. But I didn't do the 52 books in 52 weeks. But I am starting again. Well, I did start last Sunday and I finished my first book today. And so I kind of want to give you a bit of a summary of the book and the lessons that I learned, specifically about two important things that I took away from it that I think would be beneficial for you and your business. And they are, well, firstly, the book is the mastery of the e-myth, right? And if you don't know what the e-myth is, I spoke about it a couple of episodes ago, so I don't want to bore you guys if you are following along, you've already heard this. But the e-myth is like a staple in business. It's a book that you have to read. If you have not read the e-myth revisited, just read it. It is easy to read. It's told in like a story kind of thing about fictional characters, but there's really great lessons to be learned. And so if you've not yet read The E-Myth Revisited, then make sure you do this. Now, this book is a follow-on 7 years later, and it's Mastery of the E-Myth. And it's something like how to take a business from 1 to 1,000 employees. And I didn't enjoy it as much as the first book, I have to say. It was a little bit slow going, a little bit drier, more strategic and about business than there was more storytelling and using metaphors and whatnot. But in saying that, there were still some great lessons to be learned. And the two biggest takeaways for me was it speaks about it in two different parts of the book, but they kind of mean the same thing, right? The first one is at the start of the book, it talks about how you should always create a business with the intention to sell it. And there's a couple of reasons why he says this. Number one is because at the end of the day, what is the end goal for you? Are you just going to continue to run your business until you're 65 years of age, then hope to sell it? And if you haven't set your business up for sale, then nobody will buy it. And eventually you'll just have to fade it away or give it away or sell it for like a price that's way below the effort and blood, sweat, tears you put in over the last couple, like decade, two decades, depending on how long you've owned your business for. And you know, when I read that, I was like, well, that actually makes complete sense, because that is inevitably what would happen to a lot of businesses. I see it because I'm a business coach and we deal with a lot of business owners. I see it all the time. I see, you know, so many business owners coming to us on their last legs, just saying, I'm almost done. I can't hang on anymore. This is my sort of my Hail Mary. I really need to make this work. And but if that was just allowed to, you know, follow its own course, if I didn't interject, then that business would close down. Or even if businesses are not yet there, if they continue to operate the way they're operating and they don't set their business up for sale, then ultimately they are going to get to a point where it's like, well, I've got to sell this business. I'm just retiring now. I've had enough, or I don't want to be in business anymore. And you practically have to give the business away. And why would you do that when you've worked so hard in it? So the second part of that, the reason why he says you should set your business up for sale, is because when you have that mindset that you're actually creating a business that you're trying to sell, you do things differently in your business. And again, I see this because I speak to business owners who come to me saying, I want to sell my business in 12 months. What do I need to do? And the way they operate their business in that 12 months is completely different to how they've operated their business in the last 5 years, right? The way they've operated their business in the last 5 years is all about like, well, I'm just trying to make money. I'm just trying to make sales. I'm just trying to get clients so I can pay bills and pay rent and, you know, put food on my table and all these other things. But then when you set your business up for sale, when you have that mindset, you do things completely different. Because what does a business owner want when they buy a business? Well, firstly, they want to know that it's not reliant on you, because if you leave, if they buy it off you, then the whole business crumbles. So then what makes up the business? Well, the thing that makes up the business is the systems, the operations, the processes, the way you acquire clients, the way you convert clients, so client acquisition and client conversion. What are your marketing systems like, which is, again, what we just spoke about. But, you know, how well-trained are your staff? What are your referrals like with your clientele? What is your retention like in terms of clientele? Have you seen growth in sales and clientele month after month? Is the profitability of your business high? So, like, you might have a high income line, but if you're only making 1-2% profit, then what's the point? You can make $1 million in revenue, but if you're only taking home $10,000, then what's the point? And so when you have this mindset shift, it completely changes the way you operate your business. And so a good portion of the book talks about how to set your business up for sale and why you should have this mindset. And right now, if you're listening to this podcast, I want you to think about your own business. And do you act in your own business operationally in terms of, like, just day to day, trying to get things through, trying to make some money, hoping that you get some clients, doing marketing inconsistently whenever you need to, just to, you know, fill your books? Are your recruitment processes all over the place? But then if you flip that and said, yes, that is how I am, but then you thought, well, what would my business look like if I was going to sell it? What would I do over the next 6 months? I guarantee you, your thought process would have just changed, because you would do things completely different. And when you do things completely different, the difference is that you, instead of working in your business, you're starting to work on your business. And that, even if you don't want to sell your business, is actually what makes your business great and what will give you security during the period of time you are operating it, until such time you do want to sell it. So that was a really important message for me in the first part of the book. And then the second part, which kind of is a personal thing, but it's related to the same thing. And that is, it talks about legacy. And it says that people often see their life as just like, you're either in life or your past life, right? You're either living or you're dying, or you're dead. And nobody really thinks about their legacy. What happens after death? What would people say about you? What impact did you have on the world? What value did you bring to people? And again, when you start to think about that, you start to do things differently in your own life. And I just said then, it's the difference between working in your business and working on your business. Well, a legacy is the difference between working, being in your life and being working on your life, right? And again, your mindset or the actions that you take are distinguishably different when you decide to work on your life rather than in your life. Working in your life is just getting up every day, going through the grind, going to work, looking after your kids. Maybe you're working on your business a little bit, doing all these different mundane day-to-day things, and then eventually you die. But then what? Then what? What impact did you have? And if you are that sort of person who says, oh, well, I want to leave an impact on the world. Like, I want people to talk about me years after. I want to know that I helped move civilization forward. I want to know that I helped add more value to people's life. And when you think about that, then what would you do with your life now if that was the case? If you had a legacy to leave, if that was your goal, or your goal was like all of those things I just listed, if that was important to you, then how would you operate your life now? And one of the most important things you can do is operate a company, build a business, because you hire people, you train people, you provide livelihoods, you help your clientele. And if you make enough money, then you can really start to give back. You can start to give back to your local community, your bigger community. You can start a charity. You can invest. You can donate overseas. You can spend more time, because your business is operating. You can spend more time giving to people and giving your time to help develop their whatever's important to them, or to people less fortunate than you. You can also all sorts of great things. But one of the most important things you can do if you want to create a legacy is to create a great company, because of the initial giving that you can do, but also the secondary from that, in terms of the charitable things that you can do as well. So anyway, I thought those two takeaways were really good. The book is definitely, I definitely recommend it. It's not too difficult to read. Like I said, but if you enjoy the E-Myth Revisit, I definitely recommend you read that first before you read this one. The second one is a little bit more dry, but certainly will give you some inspiration, some ideas about how to manage your business, how to grow a company, how to create these things that I just spoke about. But most importantly, hopefully you get those two lessons that I've just learned as well, which is about setting your business up for sale. And secondly to that, creating a legacy that lives long after you're gone. Anyway, enjoy your Sunday today. Have a great day. And I'll be back tomorrow for a new working week on Monday for another episode of the podcast. Until then, have a great day, guys. See you later. Bye-bye.
Want to keep up to date with all my videos, posts, and free content? Head to Facebook and like my page at facebook.com/BillyRickmanOfficial. You can also find me on Instagram by searching the real B_Rickman.